I would like to comment on the story by Kenneth Armstrong on Sue Today regarding the purchase of 500 Queen Street East by Marnie Stone. As a sitting member of City Council and a medical professional, you should be aware of any conduct that may have potential impacts on community initiatives that deal with social and health issues such as the opioid crisis. Criticism of your involvement in the purchase of the property by Stone is warranted since she previously expressed opposition to the presence of the clinic in the city's downtown. It may not be ideal to locate these clinics in the downtown, but they are necessary at this time to provide easier access to those who need treatment. This purchase could present an issue for City Council in the future if the clinic is requested by the new owner to relocate. It is more important to transform the lives of those who need treatment than the city's downtown. I believe effective municipal management, policing and collaboration by local businesses are the most effective ways to harmonize the uses of the city's downtown. This situation cannot be neatly tucked away as the crisis continues. All members of City Council should use appropriate discretion when engaging in activities that may have the potential to impact the fundamental responsibilities of the city. I hope that Stone understands the current situation and will accommodate the clinic and allow sufficient time to assess a viable alternative if required in the future. Selva Risaya, Sault Ste. Marie.